There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, Fightful? This is Rob Wilkins with Fightful.com and Fightful Overbooks, coexisting with Rob and Maggie. I had the opportunity to speak with TNA's X Division Champion Speedball Mike Bailey. Speedball will be defending his X Division Championship in the Ultimate X match on Friday, August 30th at TNA Emergence, which you can also watch live on TNA Plus. Emergence will take place in Louisville, Kentucky at the Old Foresters Paris Town Hall. TNA will also be there on the 31st for a TNA Impact taping. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com. Speedball will face Zachary Wentz of the Rascals, Jason Hotch, Riley Osborne of NXT's Chase U, and the two winners of the X Division qualifying matches that take place on the August 22nd edition of TNA Impact. Also, make sure you check out the newest episode of TNA Immersed, featuring Mustafa Ali versus Speedball Mike Bailey, which is now available on TNA's YouTube page, youtube.com/TNA Wrestling. I want to thank Speedball for taking the time to let me interview him, and I hope you guys enjoy this. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Fightful.com. Here with an exclusive interview with someone you definitely know. His name is Speedball Mike Bailey. Mike, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
My question to you is, how do you prepare for such a match like this? Because it's one of the most innovative matches that we will ever see. My question, like, for a TNA Emergence, how do you prepare for somebody like that?
So the short answer is, well, I'll do the long answer first. My first Ultimate X match ever was when I first won the X Division Championship at Slammiversary in 2022, and I tried so hard to prepare for that match. I have a Twitch channel where we watch wrestling, and I spent hours watching Ultimate X matches, only to get there and find out that you absolutely cannot prepare for Ultimate X. It's terrifying. Just, again, to watch from the audience and see people suspended 20 feet above the ring from a giant X, it looks impressive, right? But that does not do it justice at all. It is even more terrifying than it looks. And I mean, adding to that all the people that are going to be involved in the match, there is just way too much for me to control. There is way too much for me to prepare for. The best I can do is just, I've been wrestling for 20 years at this point, which has led me to being the X Division champion for a second time. And I believe that the X Division is the best division in all of professional wrestling. And as a champion, I feel like there's a target on my back, but also I've set very high standards. And I feel like one of the best way to uphold those standards is consistency. And I think that I've been consistent for long enough, and there's no kind of preparation that'll get you ready. But I think my experience is what's going to help me win this match.
So going into, when you prepare for a match, obviously you can't prepare for this one. Do you prepare like for a singles match or a tag team match like any different? Like, or do you just have the same, like, do you have the same routine? I'm just curious, like, in the mindset of, like, yourself.
So this is professional wrestling, right? There's no off season. You will compete several times every single week. And I don't think there's an individualized preparation to every match. I mean, there is how you treat the time on the day of leading to the match, but mostly it's about being ready and having that experience and letting that carry you. And I think that is really the key with professional wrestling, is knowing how to make the most out of every opportunity and being always ready for them.
Sure. Now I'm going to put you on the spot here. After you win your match.
And I will.
Yes, sir. Do you have any plans on maybe option C?
So I really don't. Option C is something that I'm not interested in for many reasons. I think that the X Division and that style of wrestling is what I really fell in love with, right? It's when I saw the X Division, when I first saw the style of professional wrestling that I really wanted to do and saw the kind of professional wrestler that I wanted to become. So to me, the World Heavyweight Championship is not worth inherently more than the X Division Championship. But also, I want both. I want to be simultaneously the X Division and the World Heavyweight Champion at the same time. If you can throw in being a tag team champion with Trent Seven and Speedball Mountain in there and hold all the belts to myself as well, I think that would be great. And I know that those sound like very unrealistic goals, but there have been many times in my career where I've set very high goals for myself and achieve them. So my plan in TNA is no different from that.
Yeah, TNA Emergence is going to be on August 30th at the Old Foresters Purvis Town Hall in Louisville. And tickets are still available right now. You've wrestled in Louisville before. I'm expecting a really good crowd. Kentucky's always had... has always been a great fan base for wrestling. It has a rich history. Do you, as far as like fans go, you've been in these X Division matches before. Do you tune, when you're in a match like this, do you tune out your surroundings or in like, do you just focus on your competitors? Or because I'm really curious about the psychology going into a match like this.
No, I absolutely soak it in. And I mean, I wrestle for the audience. I wrestle for that energy and I feed off of it. If you watch my matches, I make a point to stay connected with everyone, be it the wrestlers, the cameras, and the audience that is reacting, that is giving me energy. I know that it's like watching a wrestling show can be difficult for a lot of people. I mean, they spent a lot of money. They took a lot of time to get to the show. And I am grateful for every sound that they make, every reaction that they give to me, every word of encouragement literally gives me strength when I am in the ring. So I absolutely try to stay connected with my audience as much as possible.
Something that's really cool that is now available on TNA's YouTube page at youtube.com/TNA Wrestling is the newest episode of Immersed with Mustafa Ali versus Mike Speedball Bailey. Tell me about the build-up for that match and what it was like going against somebody that is so good in the ring, just like yourself. I mean, he's been one of my favorites, like, for I don't know how long. He's Mustafa is so good. And watching you two go at it, that was a dream match for a lot of people. And dream matches are talked about all the time. So I wanted to know, A, what were you feeling going into that match? And overall, we know you won. So what was the emotion and just going into everything and with us?
Yeah, I think it absolutely was a dream match. And it was one of the best.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The best match of my career, I'm pretty sure at this point. But the funny thing is, if you only look at it, what happened at Slammiversary, what you get to see there is really only the tip of the iceberg. And even beyond that, there is a month-long feud that led up to that match. But behind that is Immersed, right? And it's much more than what happened between Mustafa Ali in TNA and what happened with Speedball Mike Bailey in TNA. But there is so much behind that, and there is us as human beings representing very different things coming together and having to put this match. I mean, I talk a lot about in Immersed what it means for me to be as a French Canadian back in Montreal wrestling in the biggest TNA show in nearly a decade in front of 4,000 people in my hometown, wrestling in front of people that I know personally, right? And Ali getting to help TNA get to such a huge platform. And I mean, part of the immense respect that I have for Mustafa Ali is how dedicated he is to his values, right? And the kind of person that he is, and the fact that he's right now using pro wrestling as a platform to talk about stuff that is very, very important to him culturally. And I think that in order to fully understand and appreciate the match that we had, the pro wrestling fight that we have in a ring, it really helps to see us as people and how both as individuals coming from very different backgrounds, just how much this meant to us, this specific match. The fact that TNA gave both of us this platform and this big of a stage really meant the world to me.
Yeah, it was such a good match at Slammiversary. And I know that we will one day see you two go at it again. My next question, and I'm going back to the Ultimate X match. You talked about earlier on your Twitch channel, do you have a favorite match out of all the Ultimate X matches that you like to watch or that you would go back to watch any time that you might not be involved in?
There are so many that are fantastic, but one that really stands out is Generation Me versus the Motor City Machine Guns, where they really utilize every single part of that structure and every aspect of the match, and they really did something special with that one.
Those guys are so good. And I mean, for the folks that don't know, you can watch that on TNA Plus, so I would definitely recommend that. That's also one of my favorite matches. There's just the history of TNA with all the Ultimate X matches. You could just, if you want to binge watch, that would be like the perfect day. I mean, you get your friends together, you order pizza, and you just watch Ultimate X matches all day. I don't think anything would be better. So we do a segment called Shooting Softly. And it's where you say nice things about people. So I'm going to give you some names, and you tell me some of the positive things about these people. I'm going to start with one of my favorites, Jordynne Grace.
Yeah, so, man, beyond what you see about Jordynne Grace, right? Which is kind of, I think the perception of Jordynne is just, I think her physique is so, I mean, impressive that it kind of overshadows just how brilliant Jordynne is as a professional wrestler and how much how careful she is and how much thought goes behind everything she does in the ring. And I think it's easy to forget, given how impressive she is, how good of a professional wrestler she is technically.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of her backstage videos, and she seems like she is the kind of person that you would love to have in your locker room backstage. I've seen her videos, and she's hilarious. So I know that helps, like, the crew a lot. So I'm sure she's made you laugh a couple of times through your time knowing her.
Of course.
Another name, and this guy I'm sure you know rather well, PCO.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough good things about PCO and the motivation, the drive. Man, what an inspiration. The fact that PCO has successfully reinvented himself and reignited his pro wrestling career spanning across four decades is absolutely unbelievable. And PCO continues to be an absolute inspiration for myself and I hope many more.
Yeah, he's, like you said, another perfect one. And I will go with this one, Steve Macklin.
So Macklin is such a sweetheart. He is one of the, again, it's weird to say because it's not what he portrays at all, but I truly believe that the best pro wrestlers are the kindest people. And Steve Macklin is one of the kindest individuals that I have ever met in my life.
All right, that's awesome. And just a couple other questions before we talk about your opponents in TNA Emergence. I have two just random questions. Because you travel a lot, and I follow you on Twitter, and I know that you fly all over the place, do you have a favorite airport?
Do I have a favorite? So Denver was my... No, sorry. Portland would be my favorite airport because it is rampant with emotional support dogs.
Ooh.
Which nice. That just, any airport with dogs that I can pet just makes it easily the best one for me.
Oh, that, I did not know that. So that is amazing. I know another question I had to ask, somebody wanted me to ask, what is your go-to order at Tim Hortons?
So, man, I'm sorry. It's a large black coffee, dark roast. I love the dark roast. Food-wise, I will get an everything bagel with cream cheese, but it's rare that I will get the food from Tim Hortons. However, when I am back home in Canada, one of my favorite things to do is have that 5-minute walk to Tim Hortons to get my coffee, and that always just starts my day very well. But I do love Tim Hortons.
All right, that's awesome. And like I said, before we go, TNA Emergence live on Friday, August 30th. Tickets still available. You can watch it live on TNA Plus. You're taking on Zachary Wentz, Jason Hotch, and Riley Osborne of NXT. You've never been in the ring with Riley Osborne. Are you excited anytime you get to face someone new?
Of course. I mean, especially someone the caliber of Riley Osborne. And I'm looking ahead to if I can win this match and in the process defeat someone like Riley Osborne, maybe that'll send a message to another locker room that, again, my goal as the X Division champion is to prove that the X Division is the best division in all of professional wrestling and that I am the best of the best. So I am more than happy to take on challengers from all locker rooms. And I hope that defeating 5 people, including Riley Osborne, will send that message.
Very cool. Well, that's all we got time for today. But Mike, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
I'm at Speedball Bailey on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. But the best thing you can do, if you're not aware of Speedball Mike Bailey and don't follow me there yet, is just go on YouTube and watch any of my matches from TNA, like the one with Will Ospreay and the hour-long match I had with Josh Alexander. Those are both available on YouTube for free, and I think they are the perfect introduction to Speedball Mike Bailey and TNA if you aren't already familiar.
Awesome. I thank you so much for your time, and I wish you good luck on the 30th. And I know you're gonna win at Emergence, and we'll see what happens after that, because I know it's gonna be good, and I enjoy watching you so much. But guys, for Fightful.com, I'm Rob Wilkins, and we will see you next time.
Well, if you couldn't tell, I was pretty nervous doing that interview. It's like my second or third interview. So I'll get better and better. But I want to say thank you for tuning in to my interview with Speedball Mike Bailey. You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob. And then you can catch me every Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern on Fightful Overbooked for Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It's an hour and a half of talking wrestling and other nonsense. We just have a good old time. So check it out, Fightful Overbooked, every Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.